Good afternoon. I'm Kaki Walton, checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners, the Germantown Performing Arts Center, and the Orpheum Theater. Gorilla Monster Films and Black Lodge Video present another Time Warp Drive-In, and this time it's Motorcycle Mayhem at the Summer Drive-In this coming Saturday. Four films that you'll love, that you're very familiar with, too, especially if you love motorcycles. Everything starts at 8:15. It's $10 per person. Mike McCarthy is here from Gorilla Monster Films, and he's brought with him Larry, I don't know how to pronounce your last, is it Ryder?
It's Ryder.
Ryder, oh good.
Like Motorcycle Ryder,
and you started the Memphis Mummies Motorcycle Club. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So you're here because it's all about motorcycles, and you're inviting everybody to bring their bikes, drive them on out, show them off before the movies get started.
So we've been advertising for Mike down on Beale Street. Mm-hmm. Wednesday night is Bikes on Beale. And so we passed out a lot of flyers this week, and we're hoping that everybody with a motorcycle will just come out and see some really classic motorcycle movies with us.
That's going to be a lot of fun, and you picked four great ones, too.
It's going to be really hard to sneak in the trunk of the... I think we finally outdid ourselves with this one, but yeah, we're showing Easy Rider. Perhaps you've heard of it, 1968.
Heard of it, can't watch the end of it anymore, but love it.
Well, you know... I sometimes don't understand the ending of that movie, depending on what decade or how old I am when I watch it, because those bikers and those rednecks are in the same class warfare together.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's the man that, you know, you really got to worry about.
The 60s were over, man. That was it. That was the end of the 60s.
Yeah, no doubt.
All the Southerners became Republicans. They were Democrats before, and then all of a sudden,
well, there's a thing called the 70s.
Yeah, they skipped that part.
So Easy Rider, that's a classic one to start out with.
Right. Came out in 68, sort of revolutionized the idea of how a younger generation could go to a movie or perceive reality mm-hmm. through the message of that movie. And The Wild One with Marlon Brando from 53, it actually came out December 53. We're showing at 10 o'clock. We're showing Easy Rider at 8:15 and then Wild One at 10 p.m. And then The Wild Angels, 1966, again with Peter Fonda, mm-hmm. around 11:30. And then we're showing She-Devils on Wheels, Herschel Gordon Lewis, 1968, around 1 a.m.
Well, that's the one that I'm not familiar with.
Are you going to stay for that one then?
You know, I've never seen it. Why not?
It's charmingly inept and somewhat ultra-violent.
Charmingly inept and somewhat ultra-violent.
My two favorite combinations in pretty much anything.
Do we know anybody that stars in this film?
Not offhand.
There's not a famous person who regrets making this movie.
No one was harmed, I don't think, in the making of the movie. There's a girl gang in the movie called the Man Eaters, which I may have copped that for the Man Haters in Teenage Tupelo. I'm not saying one way or the other. But yeah, it's a vicious girl gang who can't act really well, but they know how to ride bikes.
Well, that's really the most important thing,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. You can train someone how to act if you try hard enough.
Well, you know, I want to get back to Easy Rider for just a second, mm-hmm. because everybody always remembers Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda, but people may forget how amazing Jack Nicholson is in that film.
Right. Biker films came of age with that movie, mm-hmm. And you know, Rip Torn was supposed to be in Nicholson's part, but for some reason he didn't get it, and Nicholson stepped in and did it. And then we were given Nicholson for, you know, all those great movies that followed through the decade.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think The Wild One, though, is really underrated. Like, maybe in America people don't realize, but, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't shown in England. It was far too dangerous to show this movie for years in England. It was banned.
I did not know that.
I mean, that movie is well ahead of its time in terms of the outlaw biker attitude, mm-hmm. and was sort of the original outlaws come to town and break up the town movie. Mm-hmm. But the key to that movie is that Brando didn't care. Mm-hmm. You know, when they ask Brando what he's rebelling against, he says, "What do you got?"
Right.
I mean, that's classic.
And my answer would be Lee Marvin.
Lee Marvin was fantastic in that movie.
Hank Kemble, you know, Green Acres, Hank Kemble,
yeah.
he's in the movie too as one of the gang members, which blows my mind.
Oh my gosh, that is mind-blowing.
I might have to show that.
And conveniently, the world has forgotten that Marlon Brando rode a Triumph motorcycle in that film. Mm-hmm. So that motorcycle in the 50s and the 60s was the American motorcycle. It wasn't a Harley-Davidson. It was a Triumph motor. If you were cool, you had a Triumph.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Steve McQueen rode a Triumph, you know? Marlon Brando rode a Triumph. It wasn't really a question of...
In The Great Escape, Steve McQueen rode a Triumph?
Even that bike, which in The Great Escape was supposed to look like a German motorcycle,
right,
was a Triumph.
We're not showing that one, by the way.
To look like a German motorcycle. He didn't get to do the jump he wanted to. Mm-hmm. It was Bud Atkins that jumped over the barbed wire.
And he could have. He could have done
it. He really wanted to do it, but they wouldn't let him do it.
We'll have a World War II night, and we'll show that one.
That's a fantastic movie. Yeah. I mean, that chase scene, there's something about that chase scene that I learned recently that's really cool, is that he actually chases himself. So Bud Atkins is playing his character in front, and then in the back on one of the other motorcycles is Steve McQueen. So he's chasing himself in the movie. He's dressed as a German soldier. You know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that'll become, you'll have to do like World War II motorcycle movies.
Next year.
So the Wild Angels, I don't even know if I've seen that. So Peter Fonda and who else? And
Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, stop it.
And when the Summer Drive-In opened, when it was a two-screen theater, mm-hmm, in 1966, the Wild Angels was the first movie to show at the Summer Drive-In. So it's kind of cool that we get to show it again.
It is. Yeah. So everything gets started at dusk. Easy Rider, mm-hmm, screens at 8:15, then the Wild One at 10, the Wild Angels at 11:30, and She-Devil on Wheels at 1 o'clock. Now, we're going to keep doing this in September and October, and then, mm-hmm, you're going to take Time Warp Drive-In, you're going to change it around a little bit and take it inside when the weather gets cooler.
It's going to become the Time Warp double feature picture show indoors.
Yeah. And that's going to happen when?
November and December, maybe January, and then we'll come back outdoors again.
Okay. And you're going to be coming by to talk to us about all of that.
I will. The drive-in stays open all year long regardless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is one thing I love, and I know that historic preservation is very important to you, and sadly, and to me too, and a lot of Memphians have seen great historic places get destroyed, like stacks and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that the Summer Drive-In is still there.
Yeah.
Somebody should give an award to Malco Theaters for showing how you can, through capitalism, create this world where people are still interested in the past. It informs the present, gives you an idea about the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a historic building can do. It gives you a sense of place,
mm-hmm,
gives people a sense of pride, maintains, civic pride, keeps crime down.
Some people were telling me they were going to this because I told them it was at the Summer Drive-In. I mean, they either hadn't been there in a long time or they didn't know it was still open.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So they were really excited that it was at the drive-in, and I think that's part of the beauty of all the films that he's showing is that, people get excited to go out to the drive-in. They may not go and see a first-run film there very often, but when there's like a festival at the drive-in, it's really like a different thing. Yeah. It's like a circus out there. I went to a couple of them, and they were fun.
It's a great event, and it takes you back in time. I mean, maybe when you were growing up, my hometown, our drive-in went by the wayside, so mm-hmm, I didn't grow up going to see movies like that. And so, mm-hmm, they're just taking you back to another place in time, really.
Well, it's called the American Century. I want my kids to have an American identity that still is informed by international taste and culture from everywhere. But we created rock and roll, and rock and roll changed the world. So we shouldn't change Memphis too much in that regard, at least the architecture. Let's repurpose it.
Speaking of rock and roll in Memphis, there's an event that's happening earlier before everybody heads out to the Summer Drive-In. And that's going to take place at a very historic place in Memphis.
Well, and as usual, these people come from somewhere else. That's why they love Memphis so much. We're shipping them in. Now, there's a couple from Tupelo that are coming up, and they're going to be married in the parking lot of the Mid-South Coliseum on the afternoon of the 30th at 2 p.m., and you're all welcome to join us. But then later that night, we're going to have a preservation party at the Time Warp Drive-In during Motorcycle Night, and they're going to be there in their tux and their wedding gown and photographed and so forth.
So why do they want to get married at the Coliseum?
In
the parking lot of the Coliseum?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were engaged at Fame Studio in Muscle Shoals, so they have an interest in historic preservation and refurbishing, and I think this is their second marriage, so they're refurbishing their vows as well. It's historic preservation of marriage.
So historic preservation, and it's got a rock and roll tie-in at the same time.
In front of the broken glass at the Coliseum.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Well, that wedding's at 2, so everybody should come out and support this couple. I think that's a terrific idea.
And support the Mid-South Coliseum for being saved and not being demolished, because there's really nothing wrong with the place. It just needs some love and attention and a developer or an investor.
There you go. All right. Thanks for getting the word out about
Thank
that.
You.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right, everybody, happening this Saturday, Time Warp Drive-In Motorcycle Mayhem at the Summer Drive-In. And if you don't know where it is, 5310 Summer Avenue. If you've never been to a drive-in, if it's been a long time since you've seen a movie that way, join the party. See some great motorcycle films. And I think that Larry Ryder has talked Mike into showing. You have like this extensive knowledge of motorcycle movies.
I like motorcycle movies.
But you don't have to have a motorcycle to come to the drive-in.
Right, you can bring your car.
Well, you've got to go to the movies first, right, so you can figure out which kind of motorcycle you want to get.
There you go.
Right?
I'm all about a Triumph now.
See, now you're going to go home. You're going to Google Triumphs on the internet.
I am. Listen, if it's good enough for Steve McQueen and you, it's good enough for me. So.
There you go.
All right, check it out this Saturday night at the Summer Drive-In. Mike McCarthy from Gorilla Monster Films and Larry Ryder from Memphis Mummies Motorcycle Club, my guest today. And if you want more information about the movies that Time Warp Drive-In presents, they're on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Time Warp Drive-In. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Checking in the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Germantown Performing Arts Center. Celebrating its 20th anniversary season with the spirit of Satch, Dr. John interprets Louis Armstrong September 27th. Information and season tickets available at the GPAC box office, 751-7500, and online at gpacweb.com. And the Orpheum Theater, presenting a spectacular new production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera, September 24th through October 5th. This Phantom dazzles with brilliant new staging and exciting special effects, including the show's legendary chandelier. For information, 525-3000 or Orpheum-Memphis.com.